Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We are here in Dallas with Gareth Collins, a technical support manager for Dolphin here in the United States, and we are talking about screen readers. Hi, Gareth. How are you doing today?
Hi. I'm very well, thanks.
All right. Why don't you tell us about the latest developments at Dolphin?
Okay. On our screen reading side, the latest version of our screen reader is HAL, and the latest version is version 9. Two of the main new features of the version 9 screen reader, HAL, is one is that it has a scripting engine which is based on the popular Lua programming language,
right?
And the second is new internet support. We've basically recoded the internet support to make it faster, your browsing experience faster, and we've introduced also the quick navigation keys that some of our competitors have already got, you know, H for heading and
I see.
P for paragraph, etc.
So you're using a virtual buffer?
No.
You don't call it that?
No, we don't. In fact, one of the nice features of Supernova, which is all of the features of HAL plus screen magnification all
right.
in one product,
okay,
is that the magnification tracks the speech cursor in a web page so that it actually highlights the letter that you're on or the line that you're on
okay.
as you move around. So for that reason, we're not reading really from a virtual speech buffer work because the magnification needs to track
sure.
what the speech is doing.
Sure.
The other... basically I've said the two new things.
Do you have any examples or have any examples of the scripts for Dolphin version 9 been created yet? Any good examples you've seen?
Hopefully shortly we'll be releasing a script for placemarking your position on an internet web page, and that can be saved on a page-by-page position. You can have as many placemarks as you like. Currently we've got some other things in development for Winamp.
Right. Have you seen much interest from users as far as wanting to create scripts yet? Or?
Not yet, because basically, although the current version is 9.02, although we are using scripting for some things already in version 9, it's going to be version 9.03, which is going to be released in the middle of this month, that we're going to kind of make the public announcement, and we're going to have like a scripting zone on the Dolphin website.
I see. Okay.
With kind of tutorial materials, downloads, etc.
Scripting seems to be the buzzword in screen readers this year. What differentiates your implementation from the competition?
I'm not an expert at the competition's
right.
scripting, but. The language we've chosen is one called Lua, which is quite a popular language, certainly amongst game development.
I think, like
Warcraft or Warhammer, some of those online gaming are being
scripted.
Sure. Adobe Photoshop Lite. One of the advantages of Lua, not only is it very portable, very lightweight, it's also very fast, which is important for a screen reader.
Yes.
Also, it's open source. So that if there are any bugs or we want to make any improvements to it, we can add that to the Lua community rather than, say, if you were using Visual Basic for applications and there was some type of bug, you might have to wait for Microsoft to... To fix it. And also, maybe, if there a service pack rolled out, it might break your script, etc.
I see.
So... That was one of the reasons for choosing Lua. Also, it's available on many platforms, including the Windows Mobile platform, which could come into play with our smartphone screen reader, Smart HAL.
Sure. How is the development of that going these days?
The current version is version 7.05. I believe we're going to have a 7.06 soon, but work is already underway thinking about what new features to put in
right.
a future version 8. and whether we're going to have a scripting engine in version 8, etc.
What are you doing to keep up with all the new cell phones that are coming out? I know it's always hard to keep up with the latest technology that is out there.
Yeah, yes, obviously it's kind of impossible to buy every phone that comes out onto the market,
right,
in the Windows Mobile. But basically, usually whenever there's a new revision of the operating system from 5 to 6, from 6 to, you know, 6.1, etc.,
right,
then we then go out and purchase a couple of the latest devices just to make sure that we're still working.
I noticed on your website, maybe it's just hard to keep up, some of the newer phones weren't listed as compatible. Are they compatible, the Windows Mobile 6 phones?
Yes, they are. I think we just need to, get the website updated.
I see. All right. So the newer phones are available, yeah, and need to keep to update.
Yes, I've got, in fact, at least three Windows Mobile 6 phones in this room.
Right.
Including this one. Have I got a Smart Hell running on it?
All right. Which phone is this?
Oh, this is a HTC S710.
Oh, right.
Which, yes, as you've just discovered,
it has a slide-out QWERTY
keyboard.
And a numeric pad.
So I kind of... That's the one I personally use because I like the numeric pad for just dialing numbers because it's nice and big. But because I've never been one with text messaging to begin with,
right,
I started off using the QWERTY for my text messaging, and as I got better at the multiple key press,
right,
on the number pad, I've switched to that.
I
so
see.
It was kind of my training wheel. So
I see, I see. And that's a Windows Mobile 6 phone.
That's a Windows Mobile 6 phone. I also have in the room also a DoPod C730 and a Motorola Q9C,
right,
which is a Windows Mobile 6 version, and a Q9M, which is a Windows Mobile 5 version.
Right. So those phones are available from just about any carrier.
The Motorola Q seems very, very popular. For a while, I think it was only available from certain carriers because I think,
right,
it had an exclusive, but now it seems to have opened up a bit more.
Sure, sure. Is there Braille display support in Smart HAL?
Not in Smart HAL, but in Pocket HAL, which is its kind of cousin that runs on the PDA,
right,
devices. Although with Windows Mobile 6 devices, there almost seems to be more of a merging in what is a Pocket PC and what is,
right,
a phone. But yes, the Pocket HAL currently has support for Bluetooth Braille displays, and that is something we are considering possibly putting into Smart HAL as well.
Sure. As far as all these updates, when you move, say, from 9.02 to 9.03, are these free updates or paid updates?
If it's 9.01 to 9.02 to 9.03, they're all free. Once we go to version,
right,
10, which is coming out towards the end of the year, that is a paid upgrade. And the price, I believe, is around 20% of, the price of the screen reader.
I see. What can you do as a company? And I know it's been a long-standing issue for Dolphin to try to get more inroads in the U.S. market. You're big in Europe, and you're big in a lot of places, but in the U.S. you are often dwarfed by the other companies. What can you do to expand your presence here?
I'll have to think about that one,
right,
for a slight moment because I'm not from a sales background.
Sure, sure.
One thing is to do more events like this, more consumer shows, more,
right,
exhibitions to get,
sure,
the product into more people's hands.
Or maybe put a different way, what can you do, or what should users who are maybe traditionally JAWS or WindowEyes users currently, what should they know, or why should they consider switching their screen reader to a Dolphin product?
Well, you can consider switching for a number of reasons. One is that we have a very portable solution. So we have HAL and Supernova, etc.,
right,
available on a USB thumb drive,
right,
that we call the pen drive.
Sure.
So you can run your screen reader straight from there.
Mm-hmm.
We also have, to make the transition easier for Jaws users, for instance, we have various keyboard layouts.
I see.
For Jaws, Zoom Text Magic, etc.
Okay.
So that it makes the transition easier.
Sure.
So some of the advantages maybe of using it on the internet is that we don't have a forms mode. Well, we have a thing called auto forms mode, so that when you're on a web page, you tab to an edit area in a form. The screen reader, if you tab or you cursor into that edit area, you will automatically go into auto
form. You don't have to press a special key to do
it. Press enter.
Right.
Also, we have a couple of other hotkeys to help you find labels on a web page. For instance, if you press caps lock in 7, it will search left from the edit area to hit until it hits the first piece of text, and it will read that to you. Similarly, caps lock in 8 will search above the edit area for the first piece of text.
Sure.
So it means you don't have to go roaming around with your Braille display or speech in order to find the labels.
Sure. Maybe just do one or two more. What about Web 2.0? It's becoming a big concern for a lot of people, and all of the adaptive companies are still struggling to come up with solutions for that. Have you taken much look at the newer developments and how to support them?
Yeah, our developers have been looking at Web 2.0. Currently, there is, I believe, nothing in the product that accesses Web 2.0, but it is on the horizon.
Sure, absolutely. Why don't you tell everybody how they can get in contact with you and the prices for your products?
Okay, the prices for the products, the HAL screen reader is $795. The pen drive version is $895. Smart HAL screen reader, I believe, is $295.
Mm-hmm.
And to check that I'm giving you the correct prices,
right?
Because I work in tech support, you can call Dolphin 609-803-2171.
Okay.
You can also email sales@dolphinusa.com. That's dolphinusa.com.
Sure. So does Dolphin USA, is that the same as yourdolphin.com, or is that a different site?
The yourdolphin.com is the website for both the US and the UK, so you can find US and UK pricing and UK information. It's just that the dolphinusa.com is for separate email.
I see. Gotcha. All right. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure. You're coming a long way, and we do appreciate talking to you.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.